Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking about psychedelic medicines with John Dalton and Kate Cotter of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena in South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
Turn your clunker into a caddy during the Cadillac and Cash giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Weekly cash drawings including $5,000 cash and one top prize of $10,000. Win the grand prize of a Cadillac CT4 or $40,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time John Dalton. He is the president, and Kate Cotter is the executive director of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines. Oh boy, a door you have opened for me here. I was not aware of what happened to the legislature until I started reading all your stuff yesterday. And it's interesting that we're taping this the day after the news about marijuana came out on the federal level, and that's going to be a long process, but it's about time. But let's start out, Kate, explaining what exactly is the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us on.
You're welcome.
It's wonderful to meet you. So Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines is a 501c4 nonprofit, and we are dedicated to advocacy, education, ultimately policy reform around psychedelic medicines. We believe that they have the power to save lives and revolutionize mental health, and we are working hard to raise awareness and change the laws.
All right, so let's start out with the most obvious, which is, you know, for those that were around in the 60s, LSD was a psychedelic, mushrooms were psychedelics. There have been other things along the way. But a lot of people thought that that was the hippie days and, you know, tripping out. But you're looking at it from a completely different perspective and on a personal level from a 180-degree different perspective. Tell us your story.
Well, I have dedicated myself to this work because psychedelics have been the single most profound and transformative tool for healing and personal growth in my life.
And in what way?
That is a great question. You know, I have a history. I struggled from birth with pretty severe treatment-resistant anxiety, which was punctuated by deep bouts of depression, which led to addictive patterns to deal with that. And it, you know, decades of trying talk therapy and different pharmaceutical medications were not able to ultimately crack the code. And when I
may ask you, be specific. What kind? So you were a singer by profession, correct?
Correct.
What kind of things were you indulging in at the time?
I spent years, as a singer-songwriter, and so I would also sometimes work service jobs, and it's very, in that culture, it's easy to have, a 7 day a week. Here we're at a gig, we're working at the restaurant and whatnot. People are doing after shifters, and it's easy to, be a 7 day a week drinker, for instance, which was not conducive to my, health and well-being. And it was difficult to find some, moderation and to really heal the anxiety and the depression. And what I found is that when I was very conscientious, I was a child of the 80s, so I did not say no to drugs was my mantra, and I didn't believe in my early days, I wasn't even a drinker. And then later on, when I started struggling with that, I still didn't think that psychedelics were anything, scramble my brain and fry my chromosomes. And so it was not without a great deal of discernment that I started looking into that. And what I found was that the conscientious and really deliberate therapeutic use with psychedelics gave me my life back.
How did you go down that road? I mean, who introduced you to it? And you don't have to mention a specific name, but I mean, how were you introduced to it and what did you take?
A friend of mine actually introduced me to it and encouraged me to try MDMA, which I was terrified of doing, and I only took half of it at the time and then did take the other half ultimately through the night. And it was this striking realization that the narrative that I had been told was certainly not the reality. It was a life-changing moment that set me on a path to really wanting to look deeper into some of these compounds, and particularly with, psilocybin, which I developed a long-time relationship with that one, and have found that was really key in helping to reset the addictive patterns. It was really key in repatterning with anxiety, and it's not like I don't get situational anxiety, because that's a normal human thing to do, but the chronic, severe, latent, continual patterns, the neural mechanisms, I was able to shift that. Psilocybin upregulates neuroplasticity.
What is that?
So neuroplasticity is neither good or bad. It is the ability for your brain to regrow,
That's right, just take your time.
To repattern and to develop. When we have developmental phases where we're learning and growing, and the brain can develop new, the neurons, dendrites, and structural and functional plasticity. And so it allows us to essentially rewire the brain. It can also rewire the brain in ways that you don't want, which just can happen with PTSD or, a cocaine addiction will also do that. But if you're really conscientious and you're able to be intentional, and this is why mindfulness and meditation and, psychedelic assisted therapy can be so key to this process, because, MDMA, which is considered by many the gold standard for treating PTSD, if you just take MDMA, you might have a beautiful life-changing experience, but if you're taking it with a therapeutic intention and you're able to work with that material and reprocess it and reconsolidate those memories, it's a very different story than just kind of gambling on, where your thoughts are going to go and what you're working with.
All right, so what is the effect on you when you've taken this substance? I mean, we go back to the Maharishi, in mm-hmm. the 70s and look at those kind of things. But I mean, what's the reality? Are you, for want of a better word, high? Are you exploring things in your mind? Are you able to see things clearer? Share if you can.
Sure.
What the experience of taking the drug is and the safety of it.
So it depends on which substance that you're taking. If you're taking a classic hallucinogenic, classic psychedelic, which would include psilocybin, LSD, ayahuasca, which has DMT, that's characterized by visuals, closed eye visuals, you will, depending on the dose, you will feel quite altered. Whereas MDMA is a lot more lucid. MDMA works with a different mechanism of action, so it will trigger a high release of serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine and various hormones like oxytocin. So you have a neurochemical cocktail that generally for most people is very euphoric. At the same time, it downregulates activity in the amygdala, so your physiological anxiety will be greatly reduced. So in an average setting, most people will feel a sense of extremely elevated mood. If you're doing MDMA in a therapeutic setting to work with trauma, for instance, doesn't necessarily mean you'll be blissed out, because that material can be very difficult regardless. But it will allow you to work with the memories of the event or the events in a way that it's kind of almost like having a biohack, where it allows you to relive the material and then reconsolidate some of those memories in a way that you normally can't, because trauma is embedded in your nervous system. So when you're doing a classic psychedelic like psilocybin, it can be very introspective, and it allows you to shift your perspective. So psilocybin is characterized by something that is called global functional connectivity, where different parts, different networks in the brain that don't normally talk to each other are able to communicate. And also there's a network called the default mode network, which is very popular in the news, where the activity in the default mode network, which tends to govern the activity in a lot of the other areas, is responsible for our sense of thinking about self, thinking of the past, projecting to the future, thinking about thinking, which is metacognition, rumination, and there can be this overactivity in the default mode network, which is related to certain conditions like anxiety and depression and addiction and OCD, PTSD, eating disorders.
Okay, so do you need a therapist with you, somebody to be with you to help you through this, or is one experiencing this on one's own?
Well, you had asked about the safety, and these substances are actually incredibly safe. Psilocybin is 12 times safer than alcohol, according to Dr. David Nutt, who is one of the leading neuropsychopharmacologists in the world. People have been using these substances for a long, long time outside of therapeutic context.
Yeah, I mean, Native Americans, for example,
for sure,
with mushrooms go back centuries.
I always err on the side of caution, because if you are working with deep material, guidance and support is critical. And depending on the dosage, it is really important, I think, to have support and to have somebody who understands the nature of the compound and how to be there, so that you don't just take a large dose of psilocybin and then hope for the best, because you might need some help making it to the bathroom, for instance. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, somebody might be microdosing, for instance, which is subperceptual, and they're not going to have, it's not going to have a psychoactive effect on them. And so it's hard to make a very broad statement, but from our organization's perspective, in terms of the legislation, we're advocating for psychedelic-assisted therapy, so that there are, you know, guardrails and appropriate precautions in place. And you mentioned the 70s. I think the problem with that was that we had Timothy Leary, who got very excited about the benefits, and I would say arguably got a little bit carried away, and that did not do good for the movement, so to speak. And so we want to make sure we don't make the same mistakes this time.
All right, let's turn our attention here to John Dalton, who's the president of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines. Your background is that you were a Navy SEAL.
Yes, sir.
What experiences did you have as a Navy SEAL that potentially caused trauma in your life?
Well,
that you can share.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I was a SEAL for about 23 years. I did 11 combat deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I had suffered something to the effect of 7 traumatic brain injuries. And one of the things that really was noted in my medical record was what they call the thousands of subconcussive events. things like shoulder-fired rockets, breaching charges, mortars, that kind of blast exposure that doesn't qualify as a traumatic brain injury. It's subconcussive by definition, but it still rings your bell. And we're seeing this, say, in NFL today, right, and in boxing with something called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. This is where they where all those types of blows can cause damage to the brain that's not even normally seen in an MRI. And so these are the kinds of traumas that, you know, I had experienced during during my time as a SEAL. And
how did those play out?
Yeah, so exactly. So they manifested themselves by, near the end of my career, I started getting, depression, anxiety. And it was very, you know, very unlike something that I've felt in the past. It's not, you know, typical that, you know, a SEAL would be having anxiety, for example. That's just not how we, you know, kind of, we're set up to be the opposite. And so I went to the VA and was explaining what was happening, and, you know, their response was to put me on SSRIs, which, you know, more commonly known as things like, you know, Zoloft or Prozac and things like that.
So antidepressants.
Antidepressants, yeah. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety. And that didn't work for me at all. I'm one of the majority of Americans that are considered SSRI resistant. Really impacts your quality of life. These medicines, these drugs, they go after the symptoms. So they go after the symptom of depression and anxiety. They don't really go after the core root issues. And they're basically something that you have to take for the rest of your life. I recognize that was simply not working for me. It wasn't the direction I wanted to go.
And they're also addictive, correct?
And well, it's not so much that they're addictive, but like because they're selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, you can't just take them and then one day stop.
Correct.
You can cause, you know, serotonin syndrome. There's all kinds of issues. So yeah.
Seizures too.
Yeah, there's a number of different medical issues and side effects that happen with these. So I had another SEAL hit me up and was like, "Hey, John, you know, you might want to try psychedelic medicine." And I'll tell you, my first response was, you know, that sounds like a bunch of hippie drugs with a bunch of hippie veterans going to get high somewhere in a basement. You know, like I had this picture that was, it was, you know, I'm a conservative individual myself. I did counter drug missions in South America prior to 9/11. I did not like the idea at all of doing, you know, an illegal drug, much less psychedelics, you know, something that your reference to the 70s, my reference exactly. And yet I recognized what was happening wasn't working. And this guy tells me, he's like, "No, man, this is the real deal. There's a lot of team guys out there doing this right now." In fact, I later found there's over 1,500 special operation veterans and SEALs leave the country to go down to Mexico to do it where you can do it legally, as opposed to here in the United States where it's illegal. When I studied it, I recognized, okay, this is not what I thought it was. This is not the drugs that I thought these were all about. I recognize the studies that went back to the 40s and 50s. I recognize that before the 60s and 70s, these things were being looked at purely for medical and therapeutic value, not recreational.
So let's take a quick break here, because we have to make some money, and then let's continue this conversation because I have a lot more to ask you. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kate Cotter and John Dalton of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines. As we mentioned in the earlier segment, John, you were formerly a Navy SEAL, and obviously having issues based upon your experiences there. So what happened the first time that you took psychedelic medicine?
Yeah, so I...
And were you in this country or were you in Mexico?
Oh, I went to Mexico. Yeah. I'm a rule follower. Yeah. You know, I went down there to do it. I did essentially two of the most powerful psychedelics known to man, one called Ibogaine and the other called 5-MeO-DMT.
Right off the bat?
Right off the bat. I didn't know any better. Which isn't to say that I was naive about the whole thing. When I was talking to my brethren who said, you know, this is where you go, this is what you do, and I did my homework, it was that this particular medicine, you know, goes after TBI. It's really strong with depression, anxiety, and so I went down there and I was in a, you know, it was a very, very professional organization. I was doing this through a veteran nonprofit in the United States that sends people, called Veteran Solutions, that sends people out of the country. So the whole thing has oversight. There's quality control on it. So there's no like, you know, weird backroom type thing. It's very, very professionally run and with high safety standards.
So, because we're running out of time,
yeah.
What was your experience?
My experience was, I experienced a profound change on two different levels. One, neurologically, in terms of what, say, the Ibogaine did to my brain, neurologically speaking, that neuroplasticity that Kate spoke about. It quite literally, I recognized my increased levels of cognition after that versus before it. I also recognized, among other things, that, you know, during the time that I was deployed, you know, I had closed down what I call my emotional aperture. And you know, this in this manner, you compartmentalize, right? You recognize how to continue to function at a high performing level and, you know, without emotions causing issues. This allowed me to unpack those emotions, and it allowed me to recognize that my emotional aperture I had closed down, I could now open that back up again and feel a broader bandwidth of feelings, like, you know, like most people do.
Right. All right, let's take one more break and we'll be right back with more after this time out.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R. My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Dalton and Kate Cotter of the Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines. If you want to know more, just Google Nevada Coalition for Psychedelic Medicines and you will find out more. What is the next step with the legislature? You started in the last session. Where are you heading now? We have about a minute.
We established a psychedelic medicines working group with SB242, which has just recently got off the ground. John, I know you were sharing about that in the lobby. If you'd like to talk a little more about
that. Yeah, so the working group, which will establish a roadmap forward for the governor on psychedelic medicine as it pertains to what Kate mentioned, psychedelic assisted therapy. So what we call regulated legalized access. Not that cannabis dispensary, there's a big mushroom shelf in there. This is using therapists for psychedelic assisted therapy. And this is what we're presenting with a series of bills so that we can get this medicine to be used therapeutically in the state of Nevada, not just though for mental health like depression, anxiety, and PTSD, but also opioid addiction. And that's something we didn't have time to cover, but it's pretty significant.
Okay, and at this point in time, are you optimistic that you're gonna be able to get this through the next session?
We're optimistic that putting in four or five bills that hopefully at least some of them will get through.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Fascinating topic. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having
us. And we'll look forward to hearing more, and we'll be in Carson City during session. So we'll be hooking up with you then. Thank you, Sam. And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can catch us online 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com, or you can download the podcast wherever you like to get your podcast. We'll see you on the next broadcast.